Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. I'm John Bushnell, and we're continuing on with a study this week in a book to help men to grow more spiritually strong, or at least get an idea of where you are spiritually, right? So we're looking through a book, 10 Questions to Diagnose Your Spiritual Health, and want to just jump right into it. If you haven't listened to this podcast before, just go back to one of the other ones and hear my introduction. I want to start with a great quote from an old guy, a dead guy for a while, Thomas Chalmers. And Thomas Chalmers says this: "The sum and substance of the preparation needed for a coming eternity is that you believe what the Bible tells you and do what the Bible bids you." Wowzers, right? You know, having your mind on eternal things is huge. It's huge, right? And we've been looking at how do we know how we're doing spiritually, letting the spiritual or the soul physician come in and examine us. And today, looking at the idea of, are you governed more and more each day by God's word? Or I think the way the author put it, are you governed increasingly by God's word? So then if that's true, it's because we're reading God's word, we're meditating on it, we're wrestling with these things. So I just want us to wrestle with two verses today to help us in this area, right? So speaking of God's word and the importance of it, I mean, God's word in scripture is called a light. It's called a fire and a tool by Jeremiah. It's called a weapon in Ephesians. And seed is how Jesus uses it with the sower. First Peter also tells us that. The word of God is also perfect and sure and right and pure and true and righteous and sweeter than honey and to be desired more than fine gold. Psalmist in Psalms 119:72, "The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver." Now think about that for a second. If you had thousands of coins that were gold and silver, you'd be pretty rich, right? But he's saying here that God's word is more to be valued. The words of God, right? And then, so just to think that through, wherever you are, I mean, money can be a big thing, having something in our hands that's tangible. But the psalmist saying, "The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver." Again, Psalm 119:72. So the law of your mouth is God's word. And wow, you know, so to have that, we have it. You can listen to it. You can tell your device probably to read you a certain chapter, and it will. So we have no excuse not to be listening or reading God's word every single day. And then to think about this in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, which is found in the New Testament, the Bible, saying this about the Bible, right? "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Again, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. I love that verse, and I love both these verses. I love Psalms chapter 1. I love Psalms chapter 19. They both talk about meditating on God's word. They talk about the ministry of God's word. So, gentlemen, just as a practical thing to do sometime today, meditate on some scripture. If you don't know where to go, I would just tell you to go to Colossians. It's a few chapters. Read it over and over again. Think about the prayers that are in it that Paul is saying. Make that your prayer. Pray for your wife. Pray for your church. Pray for people in your life using God's word. Think about what Paul is telling us about the hope that we have in Christ, this great hope that we have in Christ Jesus, that he is coming back, that he wants to draw us nearer to him, that he wants us to walk in the high places. So just to meditate in God's word, to see the great things that he has for us. And I'll just end with this. My prayer for you today is, "This is the day that the Lord has made," the scripture says, "and let us rejoice and be glad in it." So I always pray this way: Lord, this is the day that you have made. Help us, Lord, by your grace, to rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you guys.